parents have accused the child of being transgender. NASA released the sound of a black hole, and a sleeping man cut off his own genitals. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I have some weird segments from all around the place. Yeah, the place where we live. After a girl beat their daughters in some sports, parents asked about whether she was transgender. After one competitor outclassed the rest of the field in a girls' state-level competition last year, the parents of the competitors, who placed second and third, lodged a complaint, an actual complaint, with the Utah High School Activities Association, calling into question the winner's gender. Yes, welcome to America. Those of you in other countries right now asking, is this story made up? This sounds crazy. No, it's real. This is the state of affairs right now in the United States. Okay, so we have David, who is a legislative representative of that activities association. He had to address the Utah legislature's education interim committee. Well, see, now we have all kinds of community resources being poured into this issue, which, you know, you don't, in my opinion, want to tie up your local politicians with strange tasks like this. They have larger problems. I don't know if you've driven around your city in America lately, but the roads are kind of screwed up right now. We don't have the infrastructure to keep the water flowing as well. I got water concerns. Not so much concern with gender and high school sports right now. And neither should be your local lawmakers. Let's get back to the story, though, because this is important. So the legislative representative in the story, without informing the student or the family members about this inquiry, asked the student's school to actually investigate. The representative was like, yeah, all right, let's investigate. Oh, you really care about a high school track this much? Or you really give a damn about high school cross country this much? Okay. Got a lot of time on your hands, I think. So the school examined the student's enrollment records. This is so messed up. The school went back all the way to kindergarten to check. This is like Obama and the birth certificate scandal, right? They went all the way back to her kindergarten. We want to see a birth certificate, the girl that won that cross-country race. Turns out she's always been a female, guys. And the article says this isn't the first time this association has received some complaints about female athletes that don't look feminine enough. What's going on over there in Utah, man? The man says that their association takes every one of these complaints seriously. They follow up on all these complaints with the school and the school system. Come on, man. This is such a waste of resources. Like, last I checked, man, these schools are overcrowded. How about you look into the fact that the school systems are overcrowded? You spend more effort trying to find out the genitalia of a track girl? Like, come on, man. You know what the fallout of this is going to be, right? You know there's going to be crotch checks before high school sports events? Like, that's where we're headed, guys. Crotch checks. You'll see it. You'll see it in Utah. You'll see it in Texas. Crotch checks. Yeah, that's where we want to go. Well, what do you think we should do about it, my listeners of Weird AF News? You're smarter than me. Call the show, 646-450-2012. Some of you are even parents. Some of you may even be those crazy sports parents like the parents in this particular story. NASA likes holes, specifically black holes. NASA just released the sound of a black hole, guys. And this is the sound of science. The sound of science is also the sound of a black hole today. I bet you're on your edge of your seat. What does a black hole sound like? Well, it turns out it's creepy as hell. If you've ever wondered what it sounds like inside a black hole, pretty creepy. So over the weekend, NASA shared audio of sound waves that astronomers had extracted from the black hole at the center of the Perseus galaxy cluster. I love how science can extract audio from a black hole that's in some faraway galaxy, but we can't cure the nut allergy. I just don't get this, guys. I mean, again and again, the sound of science is bringing to light so much amazing technology and science that we have going on, even in the medical field, yet the nut allergy is just still out there. guys, still out there. I got to change my flights because American Airlines still supports nuts. You understand the problems I have in life? And you got sound from a black hole's butthole? All right, back to the story. I apologize for the rant. There's a misconception that there's no sound in space. Did you know that? NASA wants you to know that. NASA says this originates because most space is actually a vacuum, providing no way for sound waves to travel the galaxy. A galaxy cluster has so much gas that they've actually been able to pick up actual sounds. And now they have here for your entertainment the sound. It's amplified and mixed with some other data, it says. I don't know what the other data could be, but let's hear it. Wow, that's really weird data. I never thought a black hole would sound like that. Strange. Kidding, guys. I'm kidding around. Here's the actual sound of the creepy black hole. Oh, man, that does sound creepy. Oh, man. It's like watching a horror film, right? Now, NASA wants you to know that it was not intentionally made ominous, but the sound you hear is amplified quite a bit. One of the motivations to create such sonifications is the desire to share the science with more people, the space agency would like you to know. Yeah, they want to get the sound of science, figuratively and literally. Now, this black hole, in case you're wondering, is at the center of Perseus. It has been associated with sound since 2003 when astronomers discovered that pressure waves emitted from this black hole causes ripples in the cluster's hot gas that could be translated into actual sound. The note, however, is actually too low for humans to hear naturally with the ear. It's at around 57 octaves below middle C, in case you're keeping score at home. This is why NASA had to resynthesize the sound waves into the range of human hearing by scaling them dozens of octaves above their true pitch. It also added more notes by translating astronomical data into sound as well. So there you go, guys. We're keeping you up to date with the sounds of black holes. A sleeping man cut off his genitals while he was dreaming of chopping up some meat. I wasn't quite sure this story was actually real. It is from the New York Post. Not that that makes it real, any more real than grabbing it off some squirrely blog. But it sounds like it might be funny and fascinating, so let's get into it. A man's nightmare became a reality after he dreamed about cutting meat. He dreams about cutting meat, huh? Maybe he always wanted to be a butcher. I normally don't dream about doing mundane jobs, but, you know, some people have a different brain than me, obviously. Maybe sometimes he dreams about being a crossing guard or a lifeguard or, you know, working at one of those recycling plants. Anyways, his nightmare became a reality. He realized he chopped off his own genitals in his sleep. Why was he holding a butcher knife in his sleep? That seems strange. Is that how he influences his dreams? He brings a utility from that area? He's like, if I bring a very small axe to bed tonight, maybe I'll dream of chopping wood. Oh, no, I cut off my ankle. What did I do? This guy's name is Kofi Atta. He's a farmer from South Ghana. This kind of gives the story some credibility. I can imagine someone from South Ghana doing this, you know, or a Floridian. So Kofi was dreaming about preparing meat for his family while asleep in his chair. He's just dreaming about, you know, providing for his family. This is a good guy. He doesn't just provide for his family in his waking hours. He does so in his sleep as well, to the detriment of his own genitalia, apparently. It says here the 42-year-old man said he doesn't know how or when he picked up the knife, but he woke up confused in a pool of his own blood and in extreme pain. There's a quote from him, and it looks like it's written in English, but with his accent already built in. This is great. I've never come across this before in a weird AF News segment. This makes my job a lot easier. Now, I'm not doing the impression of a man from Ghana. I'm simply reading what it says. I day sit inside chair way I doze off. So I day sleep, I dream, I day cut meat way day in front of me. unbelievable. I think what he's saying is he went to sleep in a chair, and he slept and dreamed that he was cutting meat that was in front of him. The article says, after waking and realizing what happened, this man began to yell for help, with the neighbors luckily hearing him and rushing in to help. They must have been surprised. Although, to be honest with you, these are pretty brave neighbors. I'm not sure I'd rush in to help a neighbor that was screaming and holding a bloody knife. They reported that his wife wasn't home when the incident occurred, received a call from a neighbor who was at the scene. When she arrived, she tried to stop the bleeding, reportedly using a diaper, before driving her husband to the hospital. You should have just drove him to the hospital right away. You lose a lot of blood when you cut off your genitalia. Plus, I mean, how far away is your work? How long was he there bleeding? Got a lot of questions here. Says here, he was later transferred to the Komfo Onokye Teaching Hospital in Kumasi for further treatment, but is reportedly concerned about the cost of the treatment. He may not be able to afford it. Oh, this dude needs some help here. Yeah, is there a GoFundMe link to put his genitalia back together? I don't see it. If I come across it or some way which you can help this farmer get his genitalia back on, I'll let you know. It says here, the farmer hasn't detailed whether he suffers from any sleep-related conditions, but it's been theorized he may be affected by something called parasomnia, a term for unusual behaviors experienced during different stages of sleep. According to health professionals, parasomnia conditions include nightmares, night terrors, sleepwalking, sleep talking, and REM sleep behavior disorder. And apparently, wanting to chop meat. Hello, loyal listeners and fans of Weird AF News. Thank you for your support, for spending some time with me. There's a gazillion podcasts out there, as many podcasts as there are black holes, guys. And you chose to listen to mine today, and I'm very appreciative of that. I got a nice email from a fan of the show named Heather. Heather Wilson, she writes, Dear Jonesy, I came across this article this morning and thought you might find it interesting. Hope you're well. I gotta get to class, so this is where the email ends. She's got to get to class. She's very busy, Heather Wilson. She writes, My mom says hi. Stay safe. Maybe don't go to Florida anytime soon. Sincerely, Heather and Paula. Well, thank you, Heather Wilson and Paula Wilson, fans of the show. Doesn't say where they live. I assume it's not Florida, or maybe she does live in Florida. She's just giving me a warning. Jonesy, don't come to Florida anytime soon. You don't want to see what's going on down here. Don't worry, I'll stay safe. I'll stay away from Florida. If you guys would like to email me because you want to say something like that and or send me an article and or say something not like that, the email is funnyjones@gmail.com. You have the phone number. I left it earlier in the episode. If you would like to support the show because you think you could buy Jonesy a cup of coffee every month for a couple bucks, that'd be pretty cool. Sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/weirdafnews. Patreon is spelled patreon.com/weirdafnews. Or if you go to weirdafnews.com, you can click on buy a coffee. You can buy Jonesy a coffee, like one-time thing off the website as well. If you'd like to not make a big commitment, buy Jonesy ongoing coffee. I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, don't you want me as caffeinated as I was in today's show? This is what you want. This is when you get the peak performance, guys.